Good evening, everyone. Wonderful to be with you again at the beginning of February. And this evening, we trust that you're blessed coming in and you're blessed going out. So I'm pleased to be with you. And just a little bit of news. We're glad to confirm that Brother Jerry is definitely coming, but it's the third or fourth week of May of this coming year. And we're not sure of the exact itinerary, but if you check out the website, we're endeavouring to get things settled over the next few weeks. So continue to look at that. Also, to help you as well, we're doing a weekly audio podcast and encourage you to go on to the JSMI website, Australia. They'll give you the times, the locations, and you can basically get that on any of the streaming platforms. I believe that's what they call it. It's going to be on a Wednesday morning. It's called Faith-Filled Moments, and it's with me, which is going to be quite a nice time. I wanted to be able to encourage you on a weekly basis. So subscribe to that, tell your friends, and I believe that it will be an absolute blessing to you, the same as I hope tonight's message will be. I've just taken my theme on it as God's best, and I believe that that's all is wrapped up in the word of the Lord that Brother Jerry has given us for the year 2023. His word for the prophetic word is 2023, the year of the maximum, the highest level attainable. The highest level attainable. And so I took hold of that, and I've now got it in my Bibles. I've got it around my desk and at home. And I have made up my own confession of that word. 2023, the year of the maximum, is the year where I will reach my maximum potential, and I will achieve the maximum impact in every area of my life. You can take that. Please use it. 2023, the year of the maximum, is the year where I will reach my maximum potential and I will achieve the maximum impact in every area of my life. Base that as well, and you say, well, every day? Yes. When I'm around, I open my Bible, that word jumps out at me because according to 2 Corinthians 4 or verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak. I speak the word of that prophetic word, and that is the word that we're praying for you as a ministry office here in Australia. We're praying for you, our partners and friends, that you will receive God's best, the maximum, the highest level attainable. It won't be a year that's mediocre. It won't be a year that's barely enough to get you by. This is going to be a year where we're going to endeavor to walk in that maximum level. And that's spirit, soul, and body. A lot of people just think about it as being money. It's not. When we are full spiritually, we can help people. Excuse me. When we are peace, have peace in our mind, we can transfer that, if you like, as we minister to people physically and financially. But financially, this is not just something we want to do for our own use, but we want to be blessed to be a blessing to those around us. Amen. It is, as Diane has heard, and we've both heard Brother Jerry say, to help avoid calamity in people's lives. Amen. We want to make people's lives better. And so with that, we want to strive to go forward in the maximum. But how do we do that? I was thinking about it practically. I want you to go to Isaiah 1:19. King James says, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the fat or the good of the land. Old Testament, Isaiah telling the people that if you will be willing and obedient to what? To the voice of the Lord, to the leading of the prophet. With us, Jesus carries on that theme in Matthew 6:33. Because, you know, walking in God's best is going to be where you are walking in line with God's word and God's way of doing things. In Matthew 6:33 says this, in the Amplified, but seek, aim at, strive after, first of all, his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. That's what we need to do. Jesus and Isaiah are saying the same things. And so if doing the things his way ends up in prosperity and increase and a maximum type of life in his goodness and grace, doing things our way can end up with the opposite. We have to be willing and obedient, as Brother Jerry brings across in this month's message, to examine our ways, to examine what we're doing. And I'd started to look at this particular message last week. And the way the Lord has dealt with me many, many occasions is that when I wake up in the morning, maybe you do the same thing. I'll wake up with a song, a word, a thought as I'm coming out of sleep. And on Thursday morning, I woke up with a scripture on my heart and I knew exactly what the Lord was saying to me. And you say, "Ian, really?" Yes. You would think that after 40 years in ministry, coming up this April, I wouldn't have had to examine my ways, but I knew exactly what he was saying, that I had to examine my way in a certain area. And that went back, if you like, with Brother Jerry's preaching to Malachi chapter 1, verse 5 and 7. I want to read this to you in the message. "And then a little later, the God of the angel of the armies of God spoke out again. Take a good, hard look at your life. Think it over. You have spent a lot of money, but you haven't much to show for it. You keep filling your plates, but you never get filled up. Keep drinking, drinking, and drinking, but you're always thirsty. You put on layer after layer of clothes, but you can't get warm. And the people who work for you, what are they getting out of it? Not much. A leaky, rusted out bucket." In order to walk into the fullness of God, we've got to stop doing things our way. We've got to pick up the ways of the Lord, and that will keep us heading towards the maximum. Proverbs 12:15 says this, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes," that first part. There's wisdom in the Word of God, and there's the way of the Word of God that we have got to keep doing if we want to experience the maximum, which we all want for you here. We don't want to be foolish, amen? When the book of Proverbs also says in this, Proverbs 3:5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct and make clear and plain your path." God wants us to trust him in every area, because God's desire, church, partners, JSMI, if you're watching, you may be watching by never having clicked in before, we want to encourage you to walk the way of the Lord through his word. His word is the way and the method to seeing the maximum for 2023 in your life. But the question comes, you're willing to do what he says? Are you willing to obey the word of the Lord? And Brother Jerry, in his message this month, brings out two things. There are many things that we could add to our life that we should be doing, but he brings out two factors, which hopefully you will pick up on and they will head you in the right direction. The first factor is this, faith. We must trust the Lord and walk in his ways, not with our understanding. You have to be willing to do the things God's way. And even if that goes against your natural inclination, what the natural word is saying to you, the word of God must be the final authority in your life. And I'm trusting tonight this will encourage you. You know, when we came to Australia in 1996, on our 25th wedding anniversary, Dan and I have been married now 52 years. And we came by faith because we believed just on holiday. And then he spoke to us here and said, "I want you to come to Australia." We eventually arrived in 1998. There was a 2-year gap where we had to believe God. It went against the natural because we had a great church. We had a large congregation that we were responsible for with Rhema Bible Church, great house we lived in, family, friends. But I look back now, 25 years later, and I'm so grateful that God called us, and by faith we came, not knowing what we were coming to, but coming to this great south land of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus instructs us, and that's what we did back then, it's Mark 11:22, have faith in God. And we followed after God according to Hebrews 11:6. Let me read it to you. "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him out." For those 2 years before we came, we had to diligently seek him out. When we arrived, we had to diligently seek him out. And praise God, we met up with Dr. Savelle and have been with him since then. Living a life of faith takes diligence, discipline, and determination to be successful. It's not a life for the faint-hearted. It is a life that where we fall in love with God and His Word, and He leads us and guides us as He has done over this past 40 years. But He doesn't leave you alone, does He? Last Thursday, He didn't leave me alone. I thought, Lord, okay, I know what you're talking about. I will deal with it. And I have dealt with that situation. Another word that I made for myself, and it begins with C's. They were all the D's. What about C? It takes constant, committed, consistent activation of His Word to move into the success that God's got for us. Firstly, to love Him, and then to love people. But the first thing you want to do is to walk by faith. But I also believe, church, if you will get hold of this, is that we need to learn to walk in His love and to walk in the love of God, in a love of God greater than ever, but to walk in loving His Word, allowing His Word to feed us, allowing His Word to lead and to guide us, to love it. But the second factor is love. If you have a look at Galatians 5, 6, our faith works by love. But a true person of faith, I believe, as Brother Jerry brings out, is a man or a woman who loves God and who loves people. Just loving people, that includes people in our lives who may be not as loving as they could be. Jesus revealed in Matthew 5, 46, if you love only those who love you, what right is it? What reward do you get out of that? And so sometimes we've got to love the unlovely. Why? Not only because Christ says so, but it will affect your faith. A lot of Christians miss out on God's best because they aren't operating in the love of God. Sometimes we think we have faith failures. I really believe that we have love failures. Whereas we mustn't have strife in our life. We've got to kind of avoid that, avoid the bitterness gripping our heart. Are you easily offended? You hold grudges. This will affect your faith walk. I want to encourage you to put that aside. In Galatians 5, 6 in the Amplified, let me just paraphrase that. It says, faith worketh by love, but it means also that my word worketh means to be activated, energized, and made powerful. If we want to walk in the power and the anointing of God in our faith walk, where we speak and we see the lame to walk, the miracles happening, we've got to walk in that love of God. Truly, it's a walk of love that activates and energizes our faith. You need to remember this church, is that faith won't work in an unforgiving heart. Amen. So I want to encourage you, choose to forgive as we add this onto those two elements of faith and our love walk going towards the maximum. We need to encourage you, don't hold a grudge. Make allowances for people who may be not as nice or they may mistreat you. People sometimes don't know any better. And we have to give notice, if you like, to the fact that in the world we live in today, people are under a great deal of stress. We can't put ourselves in their shoes. We don't know what people are going through. Our role is to live and to represent Christ so well that people want what we have. People will want what's on the inside of it. That is the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Master. We must rather assume and believe the best of people rather than assuming the worst. Diane says to me all the time, Ian, believe the best. Love does believe the best. I want to encourage you with that. I really want for you, for Diane and I, for the ministry, as I've written here, the best. We want maximum results. I want my life, and I want to read that to you, the maximum potential, the maximum report and impact in every area of my life. I believe faith and love positions you and I to experience the best. And as we go into this year, every month we're going to be saying, are you living to the maximum? The highest level attainable for now. I want us to impact people. I want us to be such a difference maker in people's lives. You can grow your faith. You can grow in love for one another. And walking in God's love and faith means that we will experience God's best for us. I really believe that. As you go to bed tonight, I want you to think of me saying to you, God's best, God's love is yours for the taking. We've got to make a difference in people's lives. We can help them avoid calamity, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. What we have, we can give. It is so much better to be those that are so blessed of God that we bless the people. Amen. And so just to round up as you go to bed, grow in faith, grow in love, grow in the word. Don't put it on the side. Don't read it. Don't not read it. Read the word. Minister the word to people. Eat of the word. Grow in faith and grow in love again. I love it. I love being in the position to minister God's word to people and assist them in their walk. I hope that it has caused you to grow a little tonight. And as you go to bed, remember, God loves you. We love you. And call the office. It'll come up on the screen. If we can in any way assist you in learning of God's word, of walking in God's ways, please, we'd love to be a part of that. God bless. Love you. Have a wonderful night's sleep. Speak to you soon. God bless. Bye.